www.sonsofliberty.com. Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
My phone.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, December 1st, Saturday, 2012. I said it military time. Hey. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are the Sons of Liberty. And there's many branches off this trunk. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, that's double E. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that's East Coast Vision. My Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Speaking of the East Coast, no matter where you're at in 53 countries, aside of the United States, go ahead and give us a call if you got any biblical or constitutional questions or comments. We invite you to call in, 1-877-807-9977. We don't bite, unless you're an idiot. 1-877-807-9977. Yeah, it's probably not a good radio show for you to open the door, because we'll go through it, literally.
Which is why you listen.
Folks, we are them who think for themselves, and we are them that make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, we shared yesterday a little bit. For those of you that don't get a chance to hear us Monday through Friday, you can by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're on every day, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. So for you Saturday listeners, we welcome you to the show today. But yesterday we were talking about
Marcus. They can get a download too, can't they, Jake?
That's correct.
Yes.
You can get the podcasts, and you also can call in the call-in line. Our show streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Very cool technology.
Yes, it is. It's getting better. And if you have a smartphone, of course, there's an application you can download. Get it right on your phone so you have the Sons of Liberty with you no matter where you're at, 24/7. Marcus Licinius Crassus. Now, we talked about him for a minute, and I want to bring
you
up
this. You know why he's doing
concept.
This? Because yesterday I said, is that his right name?
Oh, Jake, I had to look.
Crassius.
But this is really good. Or, I don't know, it's C-R-A-S-S-S-S.
Yeah, we get it. That's cool.
Okay. So Rome had no fire department at the time of Crassus. And Crassus got a whole bunch of wealth by land and real estate.
Yep.
Crassus would come up to areas that were burning on fire and buildings were burning, And Crassus himself would come with his own personal fire department. Once there, Crassus would bargain for the fiery structure, as well as the building surrounding it, because he would come to the neighbor and say, hey, your building's about to get burnt up.
Yep.
Once he had made...
It's a good question to ask who set fire to those properties, because he wanted to buy them, just like what Hitler did.
Exactly.
Yes.
Once he had made as many deals as he deemed profitable, his army went to work extinguishing the flames. So there was a problem. He always had the solution. As a matter of fact, he was the only solution in Rome.
Sounds like government, friends.
Exactly. So which brings me to the French Socialist Party, who actually just claimed our president. Because what happened is there was a company that was going out of business. They were going to outsource it. But then instead of doing that, they nationalized the company. Barack Obama's nationalized. The Germans are nationalizing. All countries are nationalizing. I've also noticed the British nationalized 6 banks. This particular spokesman from the French Socialist Party said.
Hmm.
So what he's doing is compiling just like Crassus compiled. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
They create a fiscal crisis or whatever, an economic crisis,
yep.
And then they come in and nationalize it and gain power.
Yep.
Well, here's the problem. If the power of the government doesn't belong to the people, and you can better bet if the power of the government is trying to usurp the people, it doesn't belong to the people any longer.
What do they do in every emergency, friends?
Hurry,
it's always
hurry.
An emergency. It's always an emergency.
Control.
That's the eternal plea of tyrants.
That's right. Give us more control. Give us more control. Give us more control. Now,
and they are the ones responsible for creating the supposed fiscal crisis.
That's right.
Well, you're talking about fiscal crisis, friends. Insiders are telling us it's just not true. It's just Obama trying to beat up on anybody that tries to stand against him in his ideology.
Yeah.
It's really what it comes down to.
And right now, the only people standing against him truly, now there is good people in government, don't get me wrong, and they are standing against him to some extent. But Brent Bazell from the Media Research Center, who's friends of ours, he stepped up to the plate recently and threatened to steer his donors. He's a major...
Media Research Center founder, friends.
That's right. He's a major, major, major organization here in the state or in the country of America. And many of his donors are conservatives. He's threatening to steer his donors from the Republican National Convention unless they do react against what's happening right now. Yeah. I talked about
American people should have been involved in this process long ago. That's right.
In the beginning.
That's right.
The problem is, it's just like in the Declaration of Independence. After a long train of abuses, see, people are willing to endure grief, endure
suffering,
assaults from their own government,
abuses,
like it says in the Declaration of Independence. But it's time to step up to the plate. These people aren't changing. They're not going to change.
No. You know what I told my wife yesterday? I said, the best we have are the people that have brought us to where we're at today.
Here we have
it's time to say goodbye to the bad coaches, friends, because your team is losing time and time and time and time again. We know, again, from inside sources, Boehner's a complete drunk. And again, friends, he's supposed to be the representative of the best we have. You're in trouble. That's why we, the people, need to take our government back again, because we, the people, cannot complain about what we, the people, tolerate.
He's the guy who said Obamacare is the law of the land, though.
Yeah, that's right. And he's also his golf buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, it's charades. It's WWF at its worst. Now, friends, real quick, what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the revisionist. All week we've been spending time on the revisionist, tearing down their altars. Folks, some of the revisionists are so bad, but I guarantee you this. After listening to today's show, what's going to happen is you're going to realize how the revisionists have probably even got into your train of thought inadvertently or advertently. It's up to you. It depends on what you open your eye gates to and your ear gates to and your heart gates to. But the bottom line is that we're going to tear them down. We're going to have fun this radio program. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back and read a letter from Pravda, a Russian outlet, speaking of the President of the United States real quick. And then we're going to get on the revisionists and we're going to tear them down. Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about tearing down the revisionists and their false altars, their counterfeit altars. They like to tear down the truth and recreate history to look just like them. But friends, you got to keep in mind, history is written by men who hung heroes. Here, right out of their own mouth. Let me tell you what Samuel E. Morrison said. Skepticism is an important historical tool. It is the starting point of all revision of hitherto accepted history. Someone should tell that to France a couple hundred years ago. Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, the difference between Americans' version of government and Europe's version of government was the difference between heaven and hell. Well, we're beginning to see hell stick its head up again, isn't it, friends? But let me tell you what. My Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So church, stand up. Patriots, stand up. You're one of the same in Jesus' name. George Orwell said the most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. Of course. But what do we see coming out of colleges today? What do we see the professors doing today? The revisionists, because they, in truth, are really a part of the game that's being played out. They call your forefathers stupid, and they want you to look at them like they knew more than the forefathers who established the longest standing constitution in the modern world. How ridiculous. They destroy our freedoms, the modern day revisionist does, but yet the stupid ones, our forefathers, for some reason what they did works, and what they're doing and what they're attempting to do destroys. So who's telling us the truth? Of course our forefathers are. And they love to tell half-truths as well. Just like this counterfeit in the White House right now. Half-truths. He's a Christian, but again, friends, just a couple weeks ago during Thanksgiving, guess what? He failed to acknowledge the Creator again. But he's a Christian man. He denies Christian events. He denies Easter. He denies everything that has to do with Christ. But he's right there, friends, to celebrate Ramadan inside of the White House.
Oh!
He's a counterfeit. He's a fraud. He's criminal in every sense of the word.
And Muslims all over the world love him.
Oh, and they do. Just ask them. They look at him as being weak. But America, I wouldn't look at it as being that. You've been duped. Just last week to show you, and this is coming straight from the communists. In an extraordinary column last week, Russia's de facto government press arm declared that the era of Miss American Pie was over in the U.S. Citing Obama's re-election, Pravda stated, the communists have won in America. And by the way, the Communist Party, whatever they're doing here in America, friends, and why you tolerate them, I don't know and understand for the life of me why you tolerate them that mean to overthrow the Constitution and who we are as a people, one nation under God. But they're all celebrating Obama's victory. This article that I'm reading came out of Russia, friends. Listen. The U.S. is an illiterate society, said this Russian columnist, that continues to buy off on Obama's lies of less taxes while he raises them. Friends, that's exactly what I've been telling you for years. Whatever this man says, look the other direction because that's what he's doing. He puts light for darkness and darkness for light. Most people say, what has he done illegal? Well, the question I want to have and lay out on the table for the American people to discuss, if they need to discuss black and white, is what has he done that's been legal? That's my question to the American people. I go on with this article. The U.S. educational system is also held responsible, with Pravda stating that it was conquered by the communists long ago and history was revised, thus paving the way for the communist presidents. I didn't just say one. I said communist presidents, said this columnist in Russia. As you might have gathered, Pravda's hit on Obama as a communist isn't a glancing blow. It seems to be the overriding theme of the article, quote unquote. He is a communist without question, promoting the Communist Manifesto without calling it so. How shrewd he is in America. His cult of personality mesmerizes those who cannot go on and beyond their own ignorance. Yes, thank you. They will continue to follow him like those fools who still praise Lenin and Stalin in Russia. Obama's fools and Stalin's fools share the same drink of illusion, said this Russian columnist. Pravda also criticizes the growing American attack on religious freedom, saying that Christianity in the U.S. is under attack as it was during the early period of the Soviet Union. Well, of course, because separation of lines between church and state comes straight from a communist named Roger Baldwin. He derived that from the USSR Constitution, Article 52, where the state controls everything, not God. That is not America, friends. That is communism. Who's the founder of the ACLU? Roger Baldwin. Speaking of tearing down the communists and the revisionists, here we have it. The Russian article concludes with a frightening warning to Americans. Listen carefully, friends. Russia lost its civil war with the Reds and millions suffered torture and death for almost 75 years under the tyranny of the United Soviet Socialist Republic. Boy, you want to talk about a mess?
Yeah.
I'm going to read that again. United Soviet Socialist Republic? Yeah, who's the author of that republic? Them! Looks just like them. We're tearing down the revisionists, friends. Pravda's columnist goes on. Russians survived with a new and a stronger faith in God and ever-growing Christian church. The question is, America, how long will the once land of the free remain the United Socialist States of America? He ends his article with this, coming straight out of Russia, friends. I didn't say it. Pravda did. The Russian columnist did. The Russian paper did. They said America's suffering has only begun. I want to tell all you communists that Obama's not your man, although he may look like he's your man. He's just using your methodology to destroy you as well. Because now we understand he's taking advice from the Muslim Brotherhood. And I want to tell you why he's taking advice from the Muslim Brotherhood, friends. Because he's not taking advice from you, the American people that he works for. There's no doubt that everything is not right in Russia. There's no question. Nevertheless, it's extraordinary that our former communist neighbor is now chiding the United States for moving in the same fatal direction of the former Soviet Union. With the help of the state-run media, that's the only thing that keeps this president afloat. Because you know as well as I did, friends, there was major voter fraud going on. And I want to make the clear distinction, there was absolutely no difference between Obama and Romney if you look at Romney's record. Romney did it before Obama wanted to do it. We clear on that?
Yeah.
Just thought I'd share.
Clarity of it is what did he do it under? A quote, conservative banner. You know them by their fruits, folks, what they produce. This reminds me of a quote, and actually this was produced on Bradley's latest column on LifeSite News. Sometimes the press will describe us, and I'm going to give you who we're talking about as us, as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. Which groups? America.
Yep.
Americans. Patriotic people. Christians.
Who's the end of their aim? Christians.
Completely destroy them is what he said. Mark Potok, the director of intelligence, I don't know how much intelligence, at Southern Poverty Law Center.
Their version of it.
So you have all these nonprofits, and who's right in line with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, the Planned Parenthoods that are set to destroy?
Communists.
Exactly.
Well, we've seen Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. We have pictures of her friends preaching to the KKK.
There we go.
And the KKK is the arm of the Democratic Party.
There you go, Democrats.
And who's the greatest minister for abortion, friends? Obama is. And who follows Obama more than the blacks do? Nobody does. My black brothers and sisters, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee. If he's playing to your needs, your pleas, don't trust him. He's not working for you. He's working for himself. He's just looking for you as an excuse as to overthrow you.
Right.
Ask the Hispanics. Because the Hispanics and the blacks are the end aim of Planned Parenthood. And if you would do your homework, you would find that he's not your champion. You'd find that he's your executioner. Because in truth, that's exactly what he is. And there's no getting around it. By the way, I wrote a letter to the president of abortion. He responded. I wrote a letter, speaking of homosexuality, to the president. And the one with abortion, he said that he was a Christian, friends. And so did Hitler. Friends, they used that as a ploy. They try to attempt to make themselves as ministers of the light. No, they're not. The Bible says, Paul rightly put into perspective, Satan himself transforms his ministers as what? Angels of light. So we have to keep in mind, we judge men by their fruit, not by the way they look and the way they say things. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going after the revisionist. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. What are your thoughts, friends, of a Russian communist columnist from a paper called Pravda writing about your president, warning America? I had to say it that slow so it didn't confuse you. A communist columnist from Pravda calling your president and warning the American people as to the direction that we're now going. That's, wow. That'll put a chill up anybody's back if they pay attention to what's going on. A listener from St. Louis, Missouri called in and likes listening to the show. She listens to as many reruns as she can. I would, too. Yeah.
Study it, learn it, soak it in. That's what we do.
Expose the revisionists for what they are. Let me start out here, friends. Tearing down the revisionist. I did a high school assembly in Wisconsin, and the principal came up and told me, he said, Bradley, he said, the science and history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. And I said, whoa. And he said, sometimes more than that. So why are they changing history books? His story. You know, half of writing history is hiding the truth, you know. So we need to expose the truth. We need the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God, right? But in saying that, listen carefully. Let me take you to the dictionary. The first place you might want to go to distort the understanding of some.
Control the language.
Exactly.
Which is why.
Friends, in 1913 and 1828 in the Webster's Dictionary, to the present, the words have been completely watered down. There's been tons of words added literally to the new dictionary. words that are completely immoral. If you remember right, and you go back to Webster's Dictionary, it said right on the first page, Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to sin. S-I-N. That's 3:4. That's the transgression of God's law. So when you break God's law, that is sin, not missing the mark. Where did the modern day church get that from anyways? But anyways, from shooting an arrow and missing the mark. You know, Christians are not perfect, they're just forgiven.
Yeah.
Well, if you're really forgiven, you wouldn't turn around and slap the one that just saved you, right?
The real special
one. And that forgave you. Yeah, okay. So let's go down to the dictionary. Webster's 1828. Let me go to the 1913. I'll just bring it more modernized. Love. Definition, 1913. Webster's New International Dictionary. A feeling of strong personal attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration. Here's the definition that really stands out. 1913 Webster's. Manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people. Well, Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Love is about giving, not taking. Love gives, lust takes. 1998 Webster's Dictionary. Listen to how watered down it is. A strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. What?
Doesn't sound like love.
It doesn't sound like love at all. Love gives, lust takes. So in 1913, love was giving. That was the definition. 1998, now it's taking. Now look closely at the words love and lust and their meanings today. Lust in 1998... Webster's Dictionary, a strong sexual desire, an intense longing, a craving. That's the same meaning of love in 1998, but not in 1913. Back then it meant to give. Mm-hmm. Now it parallels love and lust as to take. Now look at, from an opposite direction of love and lust, in the meanings in 1913, lust. As for the gratification of the sexual appetite or covetousness. So instead of love meaning manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, they have changed it and watered it down to mean a strong feeling of sexual attraction resulting from sexual desire.
Yep.
Completely untrue, friends.
And what do the communists attempt to do? They want to make snow appear to be black. They want you to believe that.
It can never be black,
but in your mind, if it is, it doesn't matter if it is or it isn't, because they got your mind.
But keep in mind, a people without knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. And the communists know that, and the church allowed this over the last 5 decades, didn't they? Remember, again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Folks, when you see a society and a culture go to hell literally, you can go ahead and look at the church because that's where it started.
That's right.
Don't ever forget that.
That's exactly right. That's where the fingers go. You know, and Noah Webster also, the reason that he put together, it was the first American English dictionary, 1828, because he didn't want that generation that had fought and won their liberty against tyranny and established this new awesome country that had all the possibilities of liberty and happiness to the people that inhabited it. He didn't want them to lose focus or lose sight of their roots and their origins. He knew that controlling language meant you control the society. Because if you can give a meaning to a word, like you just said, lust in 1913 was the opposite of love. Give it a few decades, maybe even a century, and at the end you can convince people that love is lust and lust is love.
Yeah.
He didn't want that to happen, which is why he printed the 1828 dictionary.
That's what it's been demeaned. It's been demeaned now.
Yep.
It's love is, oh, look at her. I want her. I got to have her. And you hear it all the time. But again, you have soap operas during the day.
Yep.
Husbands, if your wives are watching soap operas, how long would you give someone's marriage? What, a year? 2 years?
They must not even have one if their wife is watching soap operas.
And just think, you have these major corporations supporting soap operas that teach your wives or whoever's at home how to kill, how to commit adultery, how to lie, how to cheat, how to covet, everything God commanded you not to do. You have corporations paying for your own demise if you have soap operas on or MTV.
Yep.
Going after your kids. Folks, it's on. A generation which ignores its history has no past and no future. That's right. Remember what Woodrow Wilson said. If you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? And friends, you know what's interesting? If I can interject this thought really quick. Last week was the first time I went on my Twitter account. I feed it all the time. Daily, I feed it. But I actually went on there, and I just wanted to see what some of the people may be saying. And I seen, you know, oh, wise one, and other things like that, and I kind of got a kick out of it. But and there was a couple that mocked me. Another one called me stupid. You know, and it's like, it's interesting, folks, because I'm not giving my opinion. I'm giving you history. I'm giving you what has always worked. The Bible and the Constitution. I'm not giving you my opinion, friends. Now, if I was to give you my opinion, I'll give it to you if you ask for it. But my opinion doesn't matter any more than yours does outside of the principles that have been given unto us that have established this country for 235 years. So really what they're doing is when they're mocking me, telling me how stupid I am. No, really what they're doing is they're attacking our foundations. But they've been taught to attack our foundations, friends, through their professors. That decade after decade after decade after decade, they have to keep revising their version of history to continuously make it look like themselves so they can be honored by men. Right. Let me tell you this. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And you got all these little idiots in colleges across the countries going, this country and others that listen to us, going to college and listening to their professors that don't know the meaning of anything. And they use all the big words that they can contrive in their little empty heads because they cannot give you the common sense meaning of what they are trying to explain. And then you get these college students coming out of college acting like they know everything when in fact they don't know nothing. And if that's not the truth, then why do the colleges avoid me? Why? Because the professors, why are the professors telling their students, we'll give you credit for protesting Bradley Dean when he comes to campus? Why? Because they want them to protest. They want them students to hate me for the lies that they have been feeding them. And let me correlate it with this. Martin Luther rightly said, listen, after you hearing me preach the word of God, you're either going to hate sin, your error, that would put Christ up on the cross, or else you're going to hate me because you don't want to repent. Man, if it's about free speech and it's about the facts, then let's keep the facts involved in everything that we do. But what is never a part of debate? Facts, history, religion and morality. That which used to be taught to our kids in public schools all the way up until the 60s. George Washington's farewell speech. They don't want them to read that because then they'll begin to find their history, their foundations. And friends, let me tell you how hard it is to go back to who we are. Get your broom and dust off your Bible and the Constitution and read it. That's how hard it is. Because once you get a hold of the truth, you're not going to be used as a useful idiot neither. And I'll tell you what, when you respond to the truth, at least then you're not going to have to respond to God for what you left undone.
That's right.
And just think, friends, you might even save your country in the process. Talking about revisionists, talking about tearing down the revisionists, friends. Go ahead, Jake.
And isn't that the key, is to respond? Because once you find out after reading the Bible and the Constitution how far off the mark we really are, if we want to talk about missing the mark, oh, well, I know how far off the mark we are. No, you respond then to how far off the mark you are.
Let's take it to Obamacare. Jesus always taught natural analogies to teach spiritual lessons. Let's take it to Obamacare and to the foundations of our country. It's unconstitutional. Well, yeah, you've heard it's unconstitutional. And praise God for those that have brought up the fact that it's unconstitutional. But how do you prove that it is unconstitutional? They can say that it's unconstitutional because they read the Constitution. How do you know when someone's breaking the law? When you yourself know the law. It's really that simple. How do you know when a stick is crooked? When you lay a straight one next to it. And friends, let me tell you what, the revisionists hate facts. And let me tell you what John Adams said, the second president of the United States. Facts are stubborn things. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The seed of the righteous is forever. Let me say it again. Forever. And no, this is not Sandlot. Forever. And I'll say it again. Forever. You like that? Getting a little excited.
Spooky.
Okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through today only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends today. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Friends, we know that we are inundating you with a lot of information.
Information.
Any biblical or constitutional questions or comments, give us a call. Got a lot to talk about, huh? No more comments, huh? That's where the lines are open. All, and to all you professors, the lines are open. Go for it, yeah?
Do you even have
no, we'll today? Just attack him on the blogs.
Today's Saturday. You have off. You know,
by the way,
working.
One of the guys in the office just told me, Bradley, you sounded like a Nubian goat. What's a Nubian goat? Well, look it up. Webster's 1828.
It's in there.
And one more thing I wanted to add, too, right before the break, was the Constitution. Obamacare. Friends, let me point you to the answer. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Read it. Then you tell me who's lying. But friends, just believe what the state-run media is telling you. Just avoid the facts to your own destruction. Karl Marx, Isaac Asimov, that's his name, said no matter how carefully records are kept and filed and computerized, they grow fuzzy with time. Stories grow by accretion. Tales accumulate like dust. The longer the time lapse, the dustier the history until it degenerates into fables. And you know what's awesome about the Bible? It never grows old because he's alive forevermore.
Timeless.
Yeah, he bears witness to his truth all the time, friends, daily.
The one who created time.
Always. That's why the Bible is.
Infinite.
Oh, but it's been translated by men. I know. Where did your history come from? Who translated your information? But does your information... Does it honor God and does it walk in morality? Does it Does it love the Savior, which is the essence of freedom, by the way?
Produce life.
Yeah, does it produce life? Does it sustain countries? And by the way, does your history answer your prayers? No. My Bible does. His name is Daddy. He's my daddy. Some might say that's weird. Let it be weird to you. He's God to you, but he's daddy to me. You know, someone might look at my dad and say, he's a weird dude. But you don't know how much I love my daddy. I don't understand him. Well, get to know him, and then maybe you'll be saying the same thing that I will. But you got to do your own homework, too. Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How many people are angry at God for the very things that Christ rebuked? Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
And that Christ was...
Speaking of rebuking, Jake, let's continuously, minute by minute, tear down these revisionists. Go ahead.
I found Nubian goat. You know, you tell me to look it up. So I did.
But what version?
Well, it's not in the 1828.
Maybe because they didn't have...
It's...
Okay, now this is at my expense, everybody. Go ahead.
The Anglo-Nubian.
Does everybody feel better now?
Simply Nubian in the United States is a breed of domestic goat. The breed was developed in Great Britain of native milking stock and goats from the Middle East and North Africa.
Maybe it's the revisionist goat. Maybe it used to be called the Oldian goat rather than Nubian goats. Because we want to tear down the Nubian revisionist, right?
We get rid of that old milk. Get the new milk.
That old thing. You know, isn't it interesting? Scripture told us to beware of them that are given to change. Interesting. Well, now we're beyond change. Now let's take it forward. Let's take that change forward.
Yeah. Seems like every time we depart from the word of God, what happens? You get in trouble. And then the cycle goes back to the word of God again.
Yep. And what did our forefathers tell us to do? Study the past. Study the past. We're seeing the past reliving itself out again. We're seeing the past manifest again. Why? Because we've left the same God that told us not to do it in the first place. It's interesting how we have all of these. And you know what it comes down to, friends? What you tolerate. You tolerate this population to do what they do, and it's illegal. Just look in the laws. Look in the statutes and the ordinances. What they do is illegal. Criminal. Why do you get so excited? Because you're not.
Make up for it.
Okay, tearing down the false revisionists. They're altars. Let's go on to the next one. Let's go to this. I love this. How much time do we have before the next break? 6 minutes. I think it's only appropriate if we pull out the best that the revisionists have.
Let's do it. Let's give it to him.
What does he call himself? Give me his handicap. Proper title. Mr. Dawkins, what's his title? Because he's so smart.
He's more than a doctor.
Yeah, he is. Friends, this was so good. I accidentally, on the way down to prayer yesterday, or a couple days ago, I'm sorry, the beginning of the week, I just turned on the radio really quick, and I heard O'Reilly, and I had to high-five him on this one. This was really good. It's author Richard Dawkins, but the way O'Reilly went after him, I commend in every sense of the word.
You can find it right on our Facebook.
But I want you to keep in mind, too, friends, he's the best that they have. Now, listen to what he doesn't understand. And I don't mean to come back and call him stupid if I do. But, friends, here, let me look up the word stupid just so I can say it's valid. I'm not demeaning him, not trying to put his light out to make mine brighter. I don't need to do that because the Word of God does that already. Stupid. Webster's 1820. Oh, yes. It is there.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. So I can use the word stupid when I come back and get away with it. He's an ethologist, evolutionary biologist, and author. Look at the title.
It's a lot of gists.
His title. What does his title mean? It's the evolutionist is like the fish that says there's no water. Or the man that breathes that says there's no air. Or the creation that says there's no creator. Like to look at a building and say, hey, you know what? There's not an architect or a builder that just built that building, right? Yes! Common sense! But some might say, but they just blew into existence. So where did that matter come from? It came from a Big Bang theory. But where did that Big Bang come from? Where did the cow come from? Where did the milk come from? Where did the grass come from? And the dirt? And the honey? And the bee? And let me ask these eulogists, these evolutionary doctors, let me ask them something. Where did you come from? And science is the very study of creation. I'm not trying to act like I'm smart, friends, because let me tell you something. I don't know everything, but I do my homework. And I do find valid sources, and I do find things where God will bear truth and witness to that truth. Let's listen to the best that the revisionists have. And they put this man up on the top of an Alp, like he's got it all going on. But listen to when O'Reilly goes after him with common sense. Check this.
Well, everything about the natural world can be explained by science. But where does it mock God?
It basically says that these things are myths. They're not really true.
Every chapter has myths at the beginning of the chapter.
Aha!
Some of them are Aztec myths, they're ancient Egyptian myths, Greek
whatever,
myths, Judeo-Christian
myths.
Whatever,
you know,
don't
play these semantic games with me. You know what you're doing. You're trying to get to the kids and say, hey, you're an idiot if you believe in God.
Nothing to do with God. I'm talking about myths from all over the world. The Judeo-Christian myth is thrown in occasionally as one of many myths that come from around the world.
But the Judeo-Christian philosophy isn't a myth. It's reality. This country was based on it.
Well, that's not true.
Yes, it is. Throughout history, some of the worst regimes ever have been atheistic. You know that. Communists under Stalin, Mao Zedong.
Nothing to do with atheism.
No. See, my hypothesis is that religion is a constraint on society.
Amen.
Goodwill toward men, treating everybody as Jesus taught, the same as you, how you would like to be treated, the Ten Commandments. They're constraints against bad behavior.
Which of the Ten Commandments do you value?
All
thou shalt not make a graven image. Thou shalt not violate the Sabbath.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill is a widespread belief all over the world.
Not by Pol Pot or Mao Zedong. They all have one thing in common. They didn't believe in God.
But in any case, it's nothing to do with whether you believe in God or not.
You don't see it's a constraint? You don't see religion as being constrained on human behavior? The bad?
Not
part?
Really.
No, really?
I mean, I think there's been evil. I don't want to get into a shouting match about who's more evil than who.
Are we shouting?
What I do think is that there is a logical connection between believing in God and doing sometimes doing evil things.
Sometimes, absolutely. You see that in the holy war, the jihad.
Yes, indeed. But there's no logical connection between being atheist and doing evil things. It's just incidentally true that, say, Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin happened to be atheists. But that wasn't what drove them. What drove them was a political ideology that had nothing to do with atheism.
What was their reference then, Mr. Dawkins, to right and wrong? Themselves. Where communism begins, atheism begins. It's a cult. Atheists know what they do. You know what they want people to believe? They want you to disbelieve in the God of the Bible so you believe that they themselves are God. They want you to give your sovereignty away to them so the state can run the show. And what exactly is happening today in your country? Your rights that God gave you are under attack from this mentality. This man knows exactly what he does. His whole life, like Voltaire, is to spend his life fighting and warring against heaven. But let me tell you something, Mr. Dawkins. Just like the rest of them that are in hell that tried to live out the same thing that you're attempting to do, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and don't forget it. It's a whole lot of men in hell right now that tried to play the same dangerous game that you're playing right now. And what O'Reilly said is exactly right on the money. I'm going to come back with a quote from Idi Amin. He's a mass murderer. He didn't want to submit himself to God because he thought he was God. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.